But it may, he's mentally retarded. I mean, it did do something to his mind, but he's a wonderful boy. He's just gentle and sweet, and he works at the post office at night, and he loads and unloads trucks, and he just gets along.
Well, you know, there's a heap of retarded children out here. You said if people didn't tell you that, you wouldn't know what they were retarded boy.
Every man works with Bill Lutz.
That's right.
They have to make him sit down and say he is just terrible about working. You know, he works them all the day.
That's right. And I bet he's just a sweet home.
Oh, yeah. He of course, now you know good and well, a retarded child has to be, you have to do them a little different.
Well, that's
true. You have to get an understanding of
them.
And he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
You know who bought me that car?
Him.
I mean it. He bought me that station wagon.
And then sometimes you ain't retarded, is
he? He's the biggest blessing I ever had. Now, I mean it. I mean that thing, because when he was so sick, he quit breathing, and his heart stopped beating 3 different times while he was sick. And I prayed, I never prayed so hard in my life. And I said, Lord, if you let him live, I don't care what his handicaps are. I see after, whatever. And Lord said, okay, lady, you got it. And so from that day to this, I have never had one minute's regret.
I know.
I mean, we've had plenty of times where he would act up and be so, and he can't, you see, for one thing, his daddy is sweet and dear and loves him, but he can't understand it.
That's right.
And now Jimmy is the same way. Jimmy would do anything for him, but he drives him crazy.
That's right.
So he just can't be around him.
That's right.
He doesn't have the patience or something.
They just don't have the patience with him that you got.
Well, and see, Bill knows I love him, and sometimes Bill won't answer you, you know, and that makes people mad.
Well, some of them would answer you, won't answer you, and I won't.
That's true. But Bill is, you know, maybe he doesn't choose to answer. Isn't that all right for him not to want to answer?
That's right. That's what I'm finna say now. Why they want to take it out on him? Here's some of them not. You can call your husband sometime and he won't answer you.
I know. And
now
that when he does answer, I wish he would judge his mouth.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
But Bill, see, one thing, the part of his brain that was hurt, it had something to do with his talking.
Yeah.
And maybe he can't get his words together right.
That's right.
And it's not a thing he can help. And it's sometimes he can't get his thoughts together right.
That's
know?
Right.
And he doesn't want to come out sounding stupid, so he just doesn't say nothing.
Just don't say nothing.
So when I ask him a question about 4 times, I look at his eyes to see what he means.
That's right.
And I understand what he means. See, I know him well enough.
That's right.
I go out to pick him up every morning. I have to drive about 10 miles. He works off of Chattahoochee Avenue, which is out in the industrial district. And I go out and pick him up every morning at 6:30. And he has a friend who's also retarded. And he is that boy now, he's another sad case. His grandmother just can't look after him, but his folks didn't want him. And they wouldn't take him.
Mm.
And so his grandmother took him, but she's old.
Mm-hmm.
She can't see after him, she can't. And he is old. Honestly, Linda Mae, you'd get so mad at him. And yet I keep saying he can't help it. Just, you know, his own mother didn't want him. But he comes off like he thinks he's so great and makes these ridiculous statements. He says, you know, he brags on about how he's going to do this and do that, and you just hate him.
That's right.
But you got to keep thinking, well, he's retarded and can't help.
Can't help it. Sir.
And he gets in fights with people at the post office. He'll come home, I'll pick him up and he'll say, Miss Rasmus, you know, says there's some of those black boys that are, I said, Chuck, don't you tell me anything about the black boy's best friends you got.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, that's right there.
Mm-hmm.
See, he just, and so now I got him the way he gets, and he's telling the night, says, so you know what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a
hey, what a fat girl.
I told her, I said, the only problem you had was that you were just overweight, so that's because you can't hear mother.
You got a fine looking daughter, I'm telling.
Jenny had to go to work, honey. So you can fix yourself something deep. I can't tell you what anything is.
I'm looking through it.
You ain't got that nothing in there.
Okay.
No, she's the only one I brought with me. And the reason I brought her was she couldn't stand to be away from school today. And my little one wanted to come so bad.
How many little you got?
Got three. I got one 11 and I got one 10.
The little girl?
That little boy, 8.
You got some little small girls?
Well, he's my 8-year-old boy, he's the youngest one.
Youngest
one.
No, don't do it, because Jimmy's going to get the wood. He's going to come over at lunchtime and...
You got a brush? Yeah, there's
yeah.